Managing your home finances can feel pretty lonely, like when you look at your bank account and wonder where your paycheck went, or when the gap between your income and expenses just keeps shrinking. You might feel like you're the only one dealing with that. I'm Carly Hill, and on the Debt-Free Mom podcast, we talk with women and families about confidently managing your money. From saving to budgeting to caring for the things we own, we find practical ways to move from feeling stuck to stable with our money. Join the conversation on the Debt-Free Mom podcast.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it.
Welcome back, y'all. Your girl Lauren here, and we're here for another episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. And I don't know if y'all have noticed, but the last few weeks, we've been really diving into different medical professionals, work, lactation consultants, nurses, really just trying to spread knowledge, because like your knowledge is power when it comes to anything related to motherhood and your ability to advocate for yourself. So like advocacy is everything, whether like, especially when you're growing a human and you're going to doctor visits with a lot of different people coming in and out saying you need to do this or you need to do that, or you're Googling this and Googling that, and you just are overwhelmed, your hormones are changing. The more you know, the more you know. So today's guest, I will introduce her in a minute, but I didn't have a doula for either one of my pregnancies. First one, I'll get into that, but I was already surprised. I was 23, living like a little 23-year-old, didn't know what I didn't know. And then my second one was COVID. So there was just enough said. Okay, say less. It was COVID. But it's something I really, really, really wish I did have. And I was lucky enough to be able to have a vaginal birth with twins that were one was breached only because I was lucky enough to have an OB that listened to me and listened to what I wanted and didn't just say, nope, automatic C-section, you're high risk, automatic C-section. Oh, I don't care what you say. This is medically necessary, because you will get a lot of that. So we get into this episode about what is a doula? How is that different from a midwife? What will they do for you? What you can expect? There's like postpartum doulas, which I didn't even know existed, which I wish I had too. And it's not just about planning for a natural birth. Chanel Hogue is very versed in that. So if you want to do a natural birth or unmedicated birth, we talk about that. But also if you're a twin birth that maybe doesn't necessarily want to have a C-section, we talk about that. Or if you have a breached baby, we talk about that. So advocacy, advocacy, advocacy. That is hard to say three times fast, but knowledge is power. And I'm hoping that you all get something from that in this episode. If you're pregnant, this is for you. If you are wanting to have kids any point in time, this is definitely for you. If you have a friend or a sister or a loved one that is about to have a baby or thinking to have kids, listen, because you'll be able to send this to them and give them all the info that I wish I had. Okay, y'all, enjoy. So excited for this guest today, y'all. This is all going to be about preparing for your birth. And I know if you've been following me for a while, I've had a couple different birth stories. I had one in 2010 when I had my 13-year-old son. And your girl was straight out of college, 23, surprise baby on birth control. So like doula was like not really in my vocabulary yet. I didn't even know to go through that route. And it was like before the social media platforms were really taking off. Again, 2010. Fast forward to 2020, I had my surprise beautiful twins and COVID. In COVID though, so 2020, I was only allowed to have my husband in the room. Of course, there was a pandemic going on. There were so many different aspects that we were unable to control. And I wish so wholeheartedly that I would have been able to invest in securing a doula or something like that. I've had a great experience for my birth with my twins, but there was only so much I could do in a pandemic. So today I have a guest that I wish I had met for both of my, if I were able to have kids again, she would be the person I would hire. I am not having kids again. Okay, I'm saying that now. I'm not having kids again. Shop is closed, but I'm so excited to introduce to you all Chanel Hogue, who is a wife, a mama of three, doula, childbirth educator, lactation educator, and she fell into 3.5 of 5 of those on accident, which I love, but God perfectly positioned her to be there for a purpose, which is now called a working mama. Chanel has cultivated a community of hundreds of thousands of followers across Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. She's experienced almost every kind of birth in every environment, which has allowed her to create a proven strategy for hundreds of families to properly prepare to overcome fears and be confident, empowered,
and excited about giving birth in the way that our bodies were designed to. One of Chanel's many commitments as a doula is helping mamas have this power over their birth story. Welcome, Chanel. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Of course. It's so interesting, y'all. Chanel and I used to work for the same company, had like as the same manager. And like, we didn't meet at our former company, but it was like a very like all hands on deck, scrappy. You do all this work, very competitive company to be in. And it's interesting that we now like all wear the title of motherhood. And that's like, that trumps everything. And now that has become our new career is like supporting mothers. Yes. And that's like same realm. So I'm just so glad that our paths have crossed again today.
Yes, I'm excited. Yeah, it's crazy like how everything comes full circle.
It does totally. Okay, so let's get into it. I would love to know, and I've been a stan for Chanel for a minute, y'all, but I know your journey into motherhood has definitely affected your positioning as a doula now and your passion behind it. So let's go back and tell me about your journey into motherhood and how that has created your passion for becoming a doula.
Yeah. So in 2017, I got pregnant with my first. And at that time, all I knew was I want to have a unmedicated vaginal birth. And so that was really the lens that I walked through. And, you know, I was an adult at that point, but still similar to your story, like I knew nothing. And I think most first time moms, they just go to their friends, their moms, their family to just like get all this advice. And so that was where I went. And I had a bunch of different people saying things about their own experiences. And so all I knew was I want to have a natural birth because I like to work out. I like to be healthy. And like, that seems like it's going to be aligned to what I want. I don't want to do medicine, all of those sorts of things. And so I stuck with that kind of philosophy and used social media and Google to be my guide along the way. We did interview a doula. I didn't know anything about a doula until the end of my first pregnancy. And I don't even know how we came across that. But we interviewed this lady. She had like 8 kids. And I was like, wow, like you really know what you're doing. I'm like, if there's anybody I should like trust with giving birth, like you know what you're doing.
Right.
And for some reason, I still had this like almost, I don't want to say ignorant, but just naive mental kind of perspective on birth, which was like, yeah, well, my husband can do that. Like, like, I don't really need to pay you to just like sit and stare at me. Mm-hmm. Like my husband, he's good. Like he's going to be my support person. Like, it's really nice meeting you, but like everything that you're telling me you will do for me, like my husband can just do that. Mm-hmm. And girl, he did not. He didn't do any of those things. I had confidence in him.
Yes.
Because he was there. He loved me. He rubbed my back. He encouraged me. But when it came to actually like giving birth and knowing how to support a woman in labor, like he knew nothing because the class that we took at the hospital was boring and we were watching a DVD. So we just didn't really get educated on what we needed to get educated on. Mm. And so we were both lost in labor. And I was looking at him, he was looking at me, like trying to not like have me be super uncomfortable, which I was because I ended up getting induced after my water broke. Again, didn't know anything about that. And so
you got induced after your water broke?
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait, okay.
Exactly. Dumb. Just dumb. Okay. Didn't know anything. My water broke when I was at work. And in the movies, it's like, oh my gosh, your water breaks, like you're rushed to the hospital, the baby's about to fly out. So my water breaks, but I wasn't having any contractions yet. And so everybody at work was like, oh my God, we got to get to the hospital right away. And I'm like, y'all, I'm good. Like, I'm fine.
Right.
I'm not having any contractions. Let's just head to the doctor. Let's make sure that this is the thing and we'll go from there. So my water did indeed break. And my provider's like, I'm going to send you straight over to the hospital to get labor going because we don't want to risk any infection. So first time mom, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't want an infection. Like, sure. Let's go to the hospital. I'm excited. I'm ready to have this baby.
Right.
Didn't know anything about Pitocin, didn't know anything about induction. And so because I wasn't having any contractions, they needed to get the contractions going. So they started me on Pitocin and then that became a very difficult, overwhelming, painful experience. Nice. And so I was in labor for about 8 because I wanted to be unmedicated. So I was like, I'm strong. I'm going to fight through this, push through this. And I did for like 18 hours, but I only got into 4 centimeters. Mm. And I was like, this, my mathematical brain, because I'm a former math teacher, was like, okay, if it took me 18 hours to get to 4, that means I have at least another 18 hours left
right.
to get to 10. And I don't want to do this for another 18 hours. Mm. And long story short, that ended up, like, I kept getting pressure to get an epidural. So I ended up getting an epidural. Mm. Baby's heart rate dropped. And then the next thing was the C-section. And so we ended up our first birth in a very traumatic way, because it all, like, everything switched so fast.
Wow.
And I just felt like very much a failure. I'm like, my body failed me. I failed me. Well, how could I? I'm not strong. I just had a lot of, like, dark thoughts about my experience. So I entered into motherhood in a very not so great place. I mean, I was grateful for my son and me being safe and healthy. And I also had this side of me that was like, it shouldn't have had to go down that way. Like, right. I didn't feel supported. I didn't feel trusted. I didn't feel like I was given many options. And so that was like, we're doing one kid. Like, we're not going to have any more kids. I'm not going through that again. There's no way we're doing, I'm not going through that again. Cause he had birth trauma. I had birth trauma. It was just a lot.
Yeah.
So fast forward, we ended up getting pregnant again. Not on purpose, but got pregnant again. Once my son turned one, and I was like, all I know is that I'm not going to do that again. And I had a postpartum doula because I messed up not getting a birth doula. I was like, we're definitely getting a postpartum doula. So we got one after my first was born, and she really helped with the healing journey of, like, knowing what my body was capable of, knowing that, like, my instincts weren't wrong, that wasn't necessary, all that stuff. So she was one of the first people I called to find a birth doula right when I found out I was pregnant. And so I hired a birth doula right away, hired midwives right away, because I knew I didn't want to be in the hospital, and I didn't want to, like, I wanted to put myself in the best possible situation. Right. So that doula, those midwives really, like, completely shifted the perspective of birth for me.
Wow.
And pregnancy and what my body was capable of, especially going with a VBAC, which is very taboo in our
society. Yes.
So I was like, I'm going to go out of the hospital. I didn't have a lot of family support to do that, but I went out of hospital and learned so much. And I had the most amazing, euphoric, redemptive VBAC that I could have ever dreamt of. And I walked out of there going home the same day, couple hours after having my baby. And I told my husband, I was like, I want to do that again. Like, it was so, it wasn't easy, but it was, like, so amazing and empowering. And that was what led me to being a doula, because I was like, there's so many women who look like me who never got this kind of information, never got this kind of coaching, guidance, education, simply because they were relying on their provider and their community to prepare them for something that none of them have ever done before. And I was, you know, privileged enough to be able to go and afford a birth center, afford a doula, and have this experience. But I'm like, it shouldn't take all that. Like, it shouldn't be this, like, it felt like the information was, like, being gatekept, like, in the birth community. And most of the women who were, like, there didn't look like me.
Right.
So I'm like, I need to give my people this information. Yes. And so that's kind of how it started, is just sharing this stuff on social media and being like, women, Black women specifically, like, you need to know this, this, and this. Nobody's going to tell you that. Your provider's not going to tell you that. And here's how you take your power back in birth. And so that has evolved into this now. But yeah, that was a super long story, but kind of nitty gritty details.
That was amazing. Oh my gosh. I thank you for that so much. I've heard your story in various different videos and short clips, so I haven't heard it in that long form way. And I just, like, thank you for sharing that. And there's just so many things that, like, just listening to you, I picked up on. Just for our listeners who may not know what a VBAC is, the vaginal birth after C-section, which in and of itself is, like, a huge accomplishment, just even going through hospital, like, ways. Cause most times you'll have a provider's like, no, you can't do this. Like, there's so many no's you get along the way. Like, no, you're having this kind of birth, C-section, or no, you know, this is the only option you have. And I think, like, if you want to have a C-section, that's totally fine. What I think what Chanel is really getting to, and why we're, like, so passionate about this episode, it's like, you want to be able to advocate for what you want, regardless of what that is. If you want to schedule your C-section, cool, go for it. If you want to have an unmedicated birth, you need to be able to advocate for yourself. Because when you're in that place, especially you have all these, like, medical professionals saying, this is what you need to do, or your baby, this is going to be bad for you. It's going to hurt your baby. Like, you start threatening that, like, you just feel pressure. Like, okay, I don't want to do this. All right. Like, I'll just go with whatever everybody else in the room is saying. So there's the more knowledge you can have to advocate for yourself, the more people you can surround yourself with, doulas, midwives that can advocate for you.
is just huge. And it just, thank you for sharing that. It's so wild how you were able to have that experience of like what it is for someone to feel pressured in the birth environment and then evolve to that. Cause so many of us don't get like the both sides.
Yeah.
So that's just like, it's just so great that I feel like the perspective you bring to the work that you do. Amazing. Yeah. So let's talk about, so I know some listeners, I'm personally was ignorant for a while, but like, what is a doula? What exactly mm-hmm. does a doula do? How is that different from a midwife? Like, I feel like we were saying a lot of terms. I want to make sure we're like speaking the same language. So can you give me a little bit more about what that is?
Yes. Okay. So there is a huge confusion of like, well, I already have a midwife, so I don't need a doula. And then we do completely different things. Huh. So I always think about birth when it comes to understanding each person's role on your team. I think about it in a sports way, kind of a sports analogy in a way. So obviously mama, she's the star player of the team.
Right.
Like we're here, she's Kobe, she's Michael.
Yeah. Boom,
bam. We're here to see you. We work for you. And the team supports you essentially achieving the goal that you want to achieve. A doula is like the head coach.
Got it.
The doula is the person who is literally coaching you and helping you get to the place as a player, as a mom, as a birthing person, to be able to really live out and achieve the goals that you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. So we are educating you. We are supporting you emotionally. We have to understand you as a person, because if there's going to be coaching involved, like how I coach you and how I coach another mom are two completely different things based on your personalities, your background, your needs, your desires, all of those factors play a role. And then in addition to that, we also support with the whole family. So this is a team experience.
Right.
You and your partner most likely did something to create this baby together. You both need to do something to bring this baby to the earth. So not only am I supporting and coaching the mom and in the emotional ways, the educational ways, the physical ways, I'm also doing that same thing for their partner, because the partner plays a very significant role in birth. So I like to think about myself as like a head coach or like a birth bestie.
Yeah.
Like I'm your birth mom. I am your birth auntie. I am your birth bestie. Like whatever you want to call me, that's the person that you feel like you can trust, who has your back, who is going to advocate for you, going to educate you, your husband, your partner, to make sure that you all know what your rights are, what your options are, the things that are not most likely going to be told to you in your appointments. Like that is the role that I play to make sure that you know all the things. And a midwife or a OB, whatever provider you go with, they are what I would consider the general manager of the team.
The
GM is somebody who's very important, right? They have to have a GM on team, but they step in for the important things, like the most important things, which is like delivering a baby, doing the medical things, heart rate, checking your cervix, prenatal appointments, like the medical side of things, which in a sports team is like the business side of things.
Like
my coach isn't going to business meetings most likely about the team. The GM takes care of that. And your GM is your OB or your midwife. Doulas do not step into that space because that's outside of our scope. I'm not checking your cervix. I am not catching your baby. I am not doing anything on the medical side, because that is not my area of expertise. I understand it from an educational perspective, and I can educate you to be knowledgeable about what they do, but I don't physically do those things. For the moms who I've supported who've accidentally had free births.
What's a free birth?
Meaning they caught their baby on their own. They didn't make it to the birth location. My responsibility, or at least I take my responsibility to be educating them and coaching them through if that were to happen to them. So I've had a lot of families who like birth so well at home that they didn't make it to the hospital or the birth center. They either had a baby in the car, they had a baby at home, and they were very confident to catch their own babies. That's free birthing without having many medical professionals around you. And so my job is to also make sure that you know how to do those things if the medical team is not on the same page as you, or if you don't make it there in time.
Yeah.
But the GM, the OB, the midwife, they're the medical team. And so the difference between us is like one person takes care of all the medical stuff. The other person takes care of basically everything else. Supporting mom, keeping her comfortable if you are in the room with them. If you're not in the room with them, in many cases, a lot of my clients are virtual still because they don't live in the same city as me. My job is also to prepare the support person to know how to do all the things that a doula could do in person and be able to coach them and guide them through that. So that's speaking from like the way that I doula, because yeah. I know that's also very subjective based on like who you talk to. Right. But if you think about it in terms of like the analogy, and then, oh, the partner on this team, the sports team, I consider the partner the assistant coach.
So oh, like okay.
Coach, the partner or support person is the assistant coach, because they also have to play a role in like working really, really closely with that player, maybe on skills, on drills, on other things that are like the nitty gritty details, and applying everything like the head coach put out there, like in the team meeting. And now yeah. I'm helping you like practice those things on a daily basis. So wow. I'm a former athlete. So like, that's the way my,
yeah, no, this is helpful to me. I'm like, yes, this makes complete sense.
Yeah. So that's the difference, in terms of like everybody's role on the team.
Right. And it's so interesting. Like, I love that analogy too, because pretty much giving birth is like the biggest marathon of life. There's probably not anything more physically exhausting than that. So yep. to put it in that framework makes complete sense.
Yeah.
I also wonder, you had mentioned that you had a postpartum doula. So like, you like, there's birth doulas, there's postpartum, or they're prenatal, like there's doulas at every stage, or what does that look like? Do you do all yeah. of those things, or?
No, I do not. So okay. I am primarily a birth doula. I do support my clients into the immediate postpartum. And there are postpartum doulas that would basically take the support over from there.
Got
so
it.
Postpartum doulas are really there. And they, a lot of them start like the day you come home, just huh. depending on how you work that out with them. But typically, postpartum doulas can support you anywhere from like 3-4 weeks up to like 12 weeks or longer if you wanted them to, but they really are helping you transition into motherhood. They can help with breastfeeding. They can help with wow. A baby who's colicky. They can help with organization. They can help you with meal prepping. Like a lot of the things that you need extra set of hands for in the postpartum, yeah. they are there, but then they're also there to emotionally support you through whatever your experience is. And so my postpartum doula was so amazing in that for me with my first, because I was like experiencing so much trauma, and she was yes. really there to kind of like come from a very knowledgeable, educated lens of birth, not like your mom, your grandma, your friend right. who are there to comfort you and support you, but they like aren't necessarily there for you. They're mostly there for the baby. Honestly,
yeah, 100%.
It's like, baby. And it's like, as a new yeah. mom, you want to hold your baby.
Right.
Like, you don't necessarily want people coming over and like holding your baby.
100%.
You need help with dishes. You need help with laundry. You need help with somebody holding your baby so you can just shower
yes.
and then take your baby back.
Exactly.
So my postpartum doula did a lot of that. She sterilized all of our bottles. She organized like my nursery so that it was actually not just cute, but like efficient.
Yes.
So I would consider them like the fairy godmother of like your beginning of motherhood career.
That's just so wild. Jesus. I wish I
yeah.
like just knew more. Like mm-hmm. I want to go back. If I go back, I'd be getting some doulas, y'all. Like, it's just wild. Cause I think there's so much when you're pregnant and you're going to your weekly visits as twin moms do, because we're like high risk. So we're going often. It's almost like you black out, like you get in, they're like, oh, everything's fine. Do you have any questions? Like, well, and then they just spit at you whatever you need to know, and then it's out. And I'm like, did you hear me? Did we talk? Or like, did you just come in and out? I know you get another appointment after this. Like, it just feels so different. So just having someone in those in-between spaces to coach you, to talk yeah. with you about, like, to give you language up to yeah. like what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
You may not even know the language that you're trying to speak to your doctor about, like, this is what I need. This is what I would like. This is what this is called. Cause you're growing a human,
yep.
creating a miracle. So just having that extra support in the birth experience, having that extra support after, oh my gosh, this just sounds priceless to me mm-hmm. and like amazing.
And that concludes our part one of our two-part conversation I have with doula Chanel Hogue. Join me next week where Chanel and I talk more about unmedicated births, twin births, breached births, and examples from clients that she's had throughout the years with those types of births. I even get more into my birth, which was a twin breach birth, I remind you. We also talk about how to find the right doula. If this is something you want to consider, where do you even begin? What types of things do you look for when you're trying to find the right fit for you and your family? So you're definitely not going to want to miss that, y'all. See you next week.
Peace.